This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When your phone's working double time, it usually just gets kind of hot. But when your desktop or laptop is spinning its wheels, you can hear that fan blowing. And if you go back even further, the sounds of computers get more interesting, which is why Matt Parker, a sound artist in the United Kingdom, might have one of the most awesome sounding jobs ever. He's creating an archive of some of the sounds of the world's earliest computers at the National Museum of Computing in Bletchley Park, England. Matt, you've been recording a pretty wide sound spectrum.
The immediate assumption would be that they all sound the same.
Certainly a fan somewhere, that would be my assumption.
Yeah, and probably some fans. But I've found that very early electromechanical computers running on relay switches make a very different sort of sound to the kind of sounds you get from high processing smaller devices.
Talk to me more about that. Well, how do the early ones sound different?
In the case of one particular machine there, which is called the Harwell Decatron, or Witch, as it's also known, it's mostly just the sounds of various pieces of metal grinding. It just sounds like it's methodically calculating numbers, which is exactly what it's doing. It's basically a very advanced calculator.
What's the most modern computer that you've recorded?
Within this particular project of the Imitation Archive in the museum, the oldest thing is a current Dell 2U unit server rack.
That's interesting. It goes from basically a badass calculator to a server rack from end to end there. What does the server sound like?
There's a high-pitched squeal. There's a low pitch hum, and it's mostly sounds of the fan spinning.
What's the most musical machine?
The Witch, firstly, is quite interesting because it has a very rhythmic nature to the way that the relays are counting.
Well, and as you were describing the Dell, that computer was basically playing an interval.
Yeah, well, that's something I'm really interested in, is like the more harmonic content within the sounds. And I find also the relationship between the computer and the space that it's occupying. They create certain resonant frequencies that seem to be highlighting the space.
We spend so much of our time interacting with computing power. A lot of its characteristics, physical, auditory, have been removed. And it's almost like you're trying to make it three-dimensional again.
Yeah, so I guess I feel like there's this sort of separation between the wireless device that sits in your pocket silently like a mobile phone and the place where all of the information that is being generated on that phone is ultimately ending up, which is still a very noisy mechanical object. And I kind of want to try and find a way using sound to remind people that it's still there.
Matt Parker is the composer and sound artist behind the Imitation Archive. It's a collection of sounds from the early days of computing. Matt is also working on taking some of the sounds he's recording and making them into musical compositions. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.